Welcome to Deadly 30.
Probably. Also, that was my Adele impression because we've been singing a lot of Adele lately.
Yeah, we have been. Okay, what's really cool, we're staying in this luxury Airbnb in Tahoe. Oh, wait. Hey, everybody. We're together.
Oh, hi. Hey, special podcast, special episode.
Kelly.
Oh, this is Kayfler. I'm so proud of us. We've been so good about that lately.
And we're in Tahoe.
We're in Tahoe. We're in North Lake Tahoe, the coolest part of Tahoe, in my opinion.
Yeah. We are staying in the Palisades. Olympic
Palisades?
Palisades.
Palisades, sure.
Olympic Village, question mark?
Yes. Yes. Legit, this like neighborhood looks like cookie cutter. Every single house is the exact same house.
Yes, definitely a development, but they're incredible.
Yeah.
We each have our own room and we each have our own bathroom in our room.
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful.
It's crazy. There's two stories and there's a hot tub on the upper story, which is pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
All the windows are like electronic, like the blinds are electronic.
Fancy schmancy.
All the lights are walk-by sensors.
Although I have a little bit of a bone pit to pick with the like light being so sensitive because like the light in my bathroom will click on and it's very, very bright, like a little aggressive. And I'm just like moving around in my bed. So like all of a sudden, 3 o'clock in the morning, it'll like shine deathly bright light in my eyes.
Yeah, true that.
So it's just like super sensy in this house. Mm-hmm. But it also looks like somebody who – what's the word? Like person who buys a lot of the like minimalist mid, like, I don't know. It's just very like cabiny feels like there's a lot of like animal rugs and
mm-hmm. I was like, where is she going with this?
I'm sorry. I'm not really explaining this super well. There's like a lot of leather and there's like a lot of cowhide everywhere.
Yeah. But it's like modern. So it's confusing. Mm-hmm. It's like a mix between modern and
modern
cabin.
It's like, yeah, but, it's like a modern cabin.
I don't know. It's a sweet house though.
Yeah.
And it's just so random because again, we talked about this last week, but like the weather change is gone us all messed up. But we literally come to Tahoe in August and it's 40 freaking degrees.
It's
and
been
raining
for like 4 days. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just interesting. Like, I mean, we're totally fine. We're chilling. We have this amazing house where we just like made Aperol spritzes and sat in the hot tub and
yeah,
we've done a lot of activities, but
Natalie
yeah,
it's and
just
Jeff,
like, what are the odds?
Yeah. Natalie and Jeff are right upstairs right now making like guacamole and margaritas.
Yeah.
Needless to say, this is going to be a quick episode because that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. We're going to run away to that, but we just wanted to record while we were together because it just makes sense. I don't know.
Like, I think our audio sounds a lot better and we get a little bit more like good flow when we're together.
Yeah, less editing maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Also, I feel like I should apologize for last week's episode because like I went through and updated my Audacity software system or whatever and it like had swapped the intro and the outro. So it was like 30 seconds in and you're like, that was the end of the episode.
My super bad. Funny. Thank you, Vince, for letting us know. That was
yeah, we had
hilarious.
To like get out of bed at 6 o'clock and fix it super fast.
Yeah. Thanks, Kate, for doing that. For
yeah, but Vince
that.
Is always like our number one. He always looks out for us and is like, hey, your episode's terrible. You need to go and fix it real quick before everybody on the West Coast
God gets for Vince. Yeah, absolutely. Wait, did you hear that thunder? That was wild. We're like, dang. What if we get stuck here?
The town.
Like Donner Party. Oh my.
Okay.
No big deal.
This is like, that would be like 2024 because this house is gorgeous and we have a bunch of food upstairs.
Okay. We literally were just talking about this. If it's a zombie apocalypse, like we want to be here legit. Like this house is sick, but we'd have to kill everyone in this development first before we'd be able to stay here, you know, but then we'd have each of the houses and we could just make bridges between them. It'd be pretty sick.
So
actually.
Like hypothetically then I would have my own house.
Well, if you wanted it, but wouldn't it be safer to sleep together?
I think so too. But why would you have to kill everybody?
Because if they become zombies.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. If they're zombies,
we don't want zombies near us. I mean, unless the whole neighborhood like bands together, but all these people around here, they do not look like they could hold their own. So we don't want them on our team.
True that. They look like very white.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have any guns. Let's not get into that anyway.
just in case.
Skipping. Anyway, yeah, we're just talking zombie apocalypse over here.
No big deal. And there's plenty of deer to eat. You know, we'd make it pretty big. Pretty
I think we'd be pretty okay here. Except I like having a fireplace that's gas, right? It's fine, but I would prefer a wood-burning fireplace if it's the end of the world.
Well, yeah, we'd also run out of propane like real quick.
That's what I'm saying. Like I would prefer a wood-burning fireplace.
I wonder how long the electricity would last. Anyways, things we need to think about for.
We need to get like experts to educate us on that. So if you're an expert, come talk to us.
Yeah. We're just going to give an update on like a few of the things that we've been doing, our activities.
Correct.
So Kaif and I drove down on Thursday after work, which was Kaif drove over on Wednesday. So we got to spend the night in Bend together.
That was fun.
Yeah. And then we worked together on Thursday together. And then we left right after work so we could like start to.
I got to see Lindsay for a hot second. Yeah. That was really fun. Mm-hmm. That was really sweet to stop by. Thanks, Lindsay. Also, let's talk about the road trip down.
Oh my God. Yeah. Seriously.
What was it? It was like 395 or something?
Yeah. We did take the 395 because we are in North Lake, but it was like a 2-lane road, which is great.
Forever.
But I don't know what it was. Like usually when I drive home or I drive to whatever, see my parents or whatever, it doesn't usually feel like it's that long, even though it's like 8-ish hours. But this felt like an eternity.
I think there was just people driving very slow. And it's a 2-lane road. And there's only so many cows that you can look at. Like, there's nothing fun to look at until you get to Reno, basically.
Yeah, it's pretty high deserty. Yeah. For sure. There's not – yeah. Susanville's cool. But once we got there, we were like, oh, my God, are we not there yet? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, so. Between what's, like, the last stop that you get in Oregon all the way down to Susanville, it's, like, Lopbeds,
Falls, yeah.
Modoc, Modoc?
National Forest, yeah.
There's literally nothing out there. Like, what do people – you know what? I don't want to be judgy about this, but like, what do people do out there? There's nothing to do.
For jobs or work-wise.
Yeah. Just in general. Like, there's not a whole lot of like high places they can go hike and stuff. So like,
that's
what do
true.
They do?
I don't know.
Maybe they just barbecue and do meth and stuff. I don't know. Again, don't want to be too judgy about
it. Keeper's not judgy at all. No big deal.
If you live there, I'm sorry.
Anyways, but we got here on Thursday at like 10-ish, mm-hmm. which was nice. So we got dark. In the hot tub, which was lovely.
Uh-huh.
And then, do we have drinks? No, we didn't even have drinks that night. I think we were all just pooped.
Yeah, we were pretty pooped from the drive. I don't remember.
What did we do on Thursday?
I think we just like hung out for a couple hours and then.
Yeah.
Because we were like chit-chatting with Jeff and Natalie and talking about our plans for the next couple of days. And then they showed us to our like private room and our private bath. And it was like, cool. Bye. I'm going to go sleep in that very luxurious bed.
Yeah. So we got each a fluffy bed, which is great. But anyway, so then we woke up on Friday and we did work a little bit, and Jeff and Natalie went and did the Via Ferrata, which is kind of like a climb. I don't actually know that much about it, but it was like 4 hours of them climbing.
It looked like cabling. Like we're like going between big rock, like standing rock formations to like a like rock climbing basically, but they had a lot of like cabling in between.
Yeah.
So it looked really cool.
It did look really cool.
Super windy though. And there was a girl whose like hair was flipping back and forth in one of the videos that she showed us. I was like, I don't know if that's my thing.
Yeah.
I probably would have peed my pants.
Yeah, for real. It was pretty windy on that day. And so we didn't end up going paddleboarding or anything on Friday because the wind was kind of crazy. And then we thought we were going to be able to do that today, but it says it's going to stop raining by like 6 a.m. and then it was 11 a.m. and now it's like 3 p.m. and it's still raining and thundering. So you might not make it paddleboarding today.
Yeah, it was just weird too because like not even a day before we left, it was like 85 and super nice and Portland.
And I think it's going to be next week too. It's
yeah.
Like this weird little lull we're going into. Very strange.
So we didn't even get to go paddleboarding or like go walk to the river or anything because it's like raining. But it's nice too because if we have like the fire going and we're playing board games, so it's very cabiny and it feels like fall, but it's too early for fall. Like we're not even in.
Oh my God, wait. Speaking of fall, pumpkin.
If
came
you
out
bring up pumpkin to guys. Oh my God.
Pumpkin came out a few days ago, everybody.
Okay, so Spencer sent me a TikTok and he was like, there's this guy with like the Starbucks logo on his face.
He sent it to me too.
Oh my God. He pulled the guy and had pumpkin spice. Yeah. Like, where are all the white women at? God damn it.
It's from that old movie. What's it called?
I don't know.
What? You never seen that movie?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you have. It's not Wild West. What's it called? Oh man, with the black sheriff. What is that movie called? You do know it.
I'm sure I
classic.
Do, but I don't know what you're talking about.
My goodness. Anyways, that's gonna kill me. Everyone's shouting it at us right now. Oh, crap. Anyways. So just in case you were wondering, pumpkin spice out, everybody go get it.
Also, we just got educated about the Starbucks new CEO. Just again, it's another reason why I hate Starbucks. It's just crazy that they gave him that much of a sign-on bonus and fly him out every week on their private. Why is that necessary? There is a thing called Zoom, people.
Google it.
And like private jets are terrible for the planet, so don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, also we've been watching a lot of old movies. Like, what was that movie with Bill Murray?
Oh my God, we watched Meatballs this morning.
I love Bill Murray. He's so funny.
Okay, first of all, he's a terrible actor. What? Second of all, he was so
Oh my god, everybody's hating on you right now.
Oh my god, he's a terrible actor. I can't. I don't know if it was like his first movie ever, but if not, I'm upset for him. I don't know. It's so bad.
I think it was perfect too, because like we're in Tahoe and we're in kind of a cabin, but we're not with like all the babies who are peeing themselves. And
you don't need to watch it, anyone in the world. Don't yes, worry. You do. Never watch it. It's not good.
I mean, it's not like go see it immediately, but if you happen to have it or you're like watching it, it's kind of a classic. I don't know.
Yeah.
Although I haven't really seen it before, so I can't say it's a classic if I haven't seen it.
Anyway, Kaylor was on a bunch of calls yesterday too. Sorry, this is reminding me. Natalie put on music upstairs. I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but yesterday Kaylor was on calls with like potential recruiters or recruitments, whatever you want to call them, candidates.
Very professional phone calls. Yeah, trying to be.
And I was putting on music because we were making Aperol spritzes, and I accidentally. So like this house is fucking cool, where like you can put on music in like each area of the house, like from AirPlay.
AirPlay, whatever.
From AirPlay. And so I like was clicking on it and it said living room, which is very confusing that the living room is downstairs because it makes no sense. But that was Kayfler was actually working and I thought the living room was upstairs, but it's like the family room or some shit. And so I like put on music really loud down here in only the living room while Kayfler was like on a call, and all we hear from like down or from upstairs is, guys. And I was like, oh my god. But anyways,
that's on the funny. Phone with the girl and I was like, I'm sorry, I have some girlfriends upstairs just like getting into Prosecco and just trying to live their life. And she's like, no, I get it, it's totally fine. I'm like, hold on, I gotta put you on mute and go yell at them. Guys, I'm like on the phone. Anyway, that was my professional face just being real bitchy about
it. First world fancy house.
It was props, so I guess. Like, this isn't the biggest room. I'm hoping that the audio kind of comes back really good, but like if it's blaring music, it's a little jarring. You're like, hi, this is Kate calling from blah, blah, blah. And it's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh shit. Having a rave over here. No big deal.
Anywho.
But this house is great. And this one's just a great time to see Natalie and Jeff and celebrate their birthday. Mm-hmm. Also, how cute is it that their birthday is only like 1 week apart?
I know. It's very cute.
Yeah. We went to dinner. Tahoe Lake looks beautiful.
It was pretty windy yesterday, so the lake was choppy as fuck. But we went to the casinos. We went to the Nevada side a little bit over through Tahoe City and everything. We went to...
And we're both up, people. What, what?
Yeah. Seriously, we won money, which was crazy.
I won like $80.
I won like... 300 and something.
Damn!
But I walked away with not that much. But anyways. We went to the Crystal Bay room and then the Nugget. And Crystal Bay was actually like, get this, they were, Dirtwire was playing there in the Crystal Ballroom that night, which is wild because I love me some Dirtwire.
We tried to convince Natalie and Jeff to go. We were like, if Kelly wins us all tickets to go, then we're going to go to the concert. And yeah. That didn't happen. But
also, it would have been like kind of late because we were kind of like being sleepy heads, but
they didn't know who Dirtwire was. Plus, we tried to like play them, but you can't like get a vibe for it on Spotify.
Get a vibe, yeah. It's so not we the couldn't best really, vibes.
Couldn't really convince them, but whatever.
It's okay. It's all good. It's just so random. I like obviously when I look at concerts and I look at bands coming through places, I always see the Crystal Ballroom, but I like, didn't know it was that janky ass little casino. And like now I have so much more respect for it. It's so funny.
It is very janky. It needs a little bit of a facelift. Yeah. Slash like an extra maybe 300 square feet.
But it kind of has a lot of character just because it's so gross and weird.
It's very gross.
Yeah. Anyways. And then we went to this really nice dinner on the lake. It was like right on the waterfront. And what's so it called? Jake's on the Lake.
Jake's on the
Lake. And we had like sunset views. Yeah, it was really pretty. We had an upstairs table, so it was really lovely, and we got cake and we got to sing to them. We had lovely dinner.
They gave us free birthday. It was like a huge slice of ice cream cake with the best chocolate, like hot fudge. Oh, chef's kiss. It was really good.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then we just came back here and we
drank some more,
drank a little bit in the hot tub, you know, just normal cabin-y things. Watched a movie. And
did we?
We slept. We watched like that one.
Oh, Anyone Funny. But You.
Yeah.
But we didn't finish it. We got through halfway of it.
I'm sorry. I was a sleepy girl because we didn't really sleep the night before. Because I had to work at 6 on Friday. So we went to bed at like midnight-ish.
That movie's like a little cringy. I don't know. I have
comedies
feelings.
Are hard for me. I think they're all cringy pretty much.
I have mixed feelings about that movie.
But you should watch it in
like, it's on Netflix, so it's like free, just go watch it. Mm-hmm. But it's also like a 2-hour movie, so you kind of have to commit to it.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway, what else?
And then today we just got to sleep in, which was lovely. Oh, so and we nice. Made a big breakfast together, and we played a Harry Potter board game that Kate brought. It's actually so fun.
I'm so glad. I was really worried that everybody was going to hate it because, like, my family won't play it with me. They hate. They don't want to play co-op games. They only want to play if they can, like, beat up on each other.
No, co-op games are fun.
I like them. I thought it was fun. And it wasn't too hard. It was only, like, halfway in. So we're going to play it again with the whole thing.
Yeah. So I guess you know how, like, in Harry Potter, how each year, like, they get more powers, they get more skills, they get more abilities, they get more items, they get Horcruxes, they get whatever, more
harder dementors, harder locations,
things like that. So, like, we played year 4 this morning, so we were, like, kind of learning, and so, like, they only had everything up until their 4th year, like, what they had in the books or movies or whatever you want to consider. So tonight we're gonna play year 7,
all the games,
so that will be fun.
Yeah,
but it'll be obviously way more people and way more difficulty and everything, more dementors and blah, blah.
And I think we're actually going to see Voldemort, he who must not be named, in this game. So, yeah, it's going to be really good. Plus, I didn't bring them, but, like, if you guys are into this, next time I bring the game, we'll do, like, the Monsters expansion pack, and then there's Potion expansion packs. I know that there's a lot of Harry Potter fans listening to this.
Yeah, Sam, you would know all of the spells and things. It's really cool.
Yeah, Sam would probably really like it if she'd be into it, her and Josh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is he, like, a big Harry Potter fan?
I don't know, actually. I will ask.
Yeah. And then Kelly's up and coming, her, like, puzzle thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. 2 weeks from today, I'm going to be in a puzzle competition with Josh, which will be so cool. I'll definitely have to give updates on that, on, like, how we do and everything. So I'll be flying to Salt Lake in less than 2 weeks. Yeah, so.
Is that all of our updates, though?
No.
Well, like, our updates, not, like, the world's updates.
Oh. I think. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We listened to a lot of Adele. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, today we just, since it's been raining, we were like, what can we do indoors-ish? So after we played games, we kind of, we also played Salad Bowl. No one else had played Salad Bowl before. So I got to teach everyone how to play Salad Bowl. That was really fun.
Interesting, weird game.
It's definitely better with more people, I think, because it makes it a little bit harder.
Sure.
Yeah. Because we were, like, kind of zooming through them. Mm-hmm. But and then
we only had, like, so many things written down, so, like, you just recycle them and then everybody knows all of the things, so it was really fast.
That's the point of it.
I know, but it was really fast.
Okay, anyways. And so then we booked an escape room because we found one in Truckee, which we're only, like, 10 minutes from Truckee, so that was cool. There's one in Truckee. It was actually, we did, like, the hardest one. Mm-hmm. It was only 55% escape rate, and we got the second best time ever, guys.
Although, bone to pick with them.
Yeah.
What happened? It was the tea.
It was a little frustrating because they didn't have, like, a screen in the room, and so we couldn't really hear the lady who we were talking to because we were just using walkie-talkies, which I've never experienced before in an escape room.
And they were very low. Like,
yeah.
I had to ask her to repeat herself one or too many times.
Yeah. And then there was one part where we got the code right for this, like, safe, but it wouldn't open. And so
– yeah, it shuts you out for 5 minutes.
Yeah. So it locked us out of the safe. And then we were just sitting there because we couldn't move forward until – which was, like, kind of annoying because, yeah, we so would have definitely, like, got the best time if that didn't happen because she had to come in and give us a key to, like, open it when we were, like, talking to her on the walkie-talkie. Like, what are we supposed to do? Like, we're just sitting here.
Yep.
And so that was kind of frustrating.
Absolutely crush it because we were only missing it by, like, a minute and a half or something.
Yeah.
So, like, we would have been the best.
But. Yeah. Definitely. So anyways, yeah, that was really cool. It was like a haunted house or hotel. And
it was really spooky.
It was really spooky. There's, like, you go through the bedroom, it's, like, blood everywhere and stuff. And then they open up the bathroom is the second room. And the bathroom is foul.
So there's gross.
There's, like, blood everywhere. Obviously it's fake, but it's dark as fuck in there too. And then
They had, like, this, like, plastic shower curtain, and it was, like, fake blood, but it looked kind of real. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the toilet was disgusting, the shower thing was disgusting, and it was just all really gnarly and really gross.
Yeah. And then you have to go through the, like, cupboard thing to get into the
last Narnia
room.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
It was pretty cool. I think it was really well made for, like, a smaller town,
I think,
considering.
So too.
But yeah, besides the, like, little hang-ups that we had, the last one too, she had to, like, tell us, like, we were holding all the mirrors, like, in the right positions and stuff, and they're like, you just have to hold them for longer, and it was annoying and frustrating.
Yeah, I don't think that you had to do light manipulation, and it was, like, the tools that we had to do that were really lacking.
Yeah, so it was, like, frustrating because we're like, we know that we're doing this right, but, like, what are we doing wrong because it's not working, or is it just a glitch in the system.
I think it was a glitch in the system for sure. But
so anyways, crushed it. No big deal.
We killed it.
Then we got Broly, and now we're back here.
Should absolutely just like pat ourselves on the back because we definitely set the record for Truckee. So suck it, Truckee. Anyway.
So we are here now, and we're actually going to leave tomorrow morning. We're going to head back up.
Fingers crossed it's not that bad of a drive.
Yeah, hopefully it goes a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
That was pretty because it is a Sunday, so there might be a lot of people traveling, but maybe not because the weather was kind of bad. So hopefully people aren't on the road.
Yeah. Okay, just because like we're kind of in the middle of our road trip here, like two questions. First and foremost, what was the best thing that you ate and the worst thing that you consumed?
What?
Yeah, just like questions on the fly.
Okay. Best thing we ate probably was
dinner last night?
Yeah, for sure.
Were you like in love with dinner or was it like so-so?
Well, I wasn't like – my tummy was feeling weird, so it wasn't – it was. I think the food was really good, but it was just me personally not feeling that great.
Yeah.
But
I think the burger that we had yesterday was like pretty – even though it was like a homemade burger. But like I had soup last night and it was like kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I probably haven't really had like good things to eat. Maybe tonight will be one of those things because they're going to make like a big tri-tip.
Oh, yeah.
Or
we're
something.
Cooking tri-tip. We're barbecuing and some cauliflower and corn and – a bunch of stuff too. Anyway, what was you said
and then the worst thing.
The worst thing.
I mean like Taco Bell. Even though it's delicious.
Oh yeah, we were really upset because usually when Keith and I go on a road trip, we get In-N-Out.
I mean it's a staple. You have to. Every road trip, if you're from California and you don't go In-N-Out, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. But the only In-N-Out or like the closest one for us when on our road trip was like Reno. And that was at the very end of our trip. Like it was literally 9:30 when we got there last night. So like, there's no way we were gonna get
dinner at 9:30.
Yeah. There's no way we were gonna get In-N-Out at 9:30. And also we were hungry before then. So anyways, we stopped in Susanville and got Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
But like, you know, Taco Bell is so good until it's not. Your tummy hurts.
You know, I was feeling like, weird. Not super impressed with like the jalapeno fry thing.
Oh, yeah. Have
you
guys tried the new jalapeno ranch fries? They're actually, I thought they were good.
I didn't, I wasn't super into it.
Interesting.
But, yeah. Anyway,
who doesn't love a potato?
I mean, it's like french fries.
Carb grill.
Taco Bell's french fries are weird to me. They're like soggy and like not great.
I know, but I love them. They have that all that seasoning on them.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's your guys' favorite fast food? Tell us.
Yeah.
Send us a DM. We haven't said that in a while. Slide into our DMs.
Slide into our DMs.
No big deal. Yeah, we really do need to get better on our Instagram. Sorry, guys.
We just need a social media manager. If anybody's looking for a free job, hit us up.
Anyone wants to help us with anything.
Also, maybe the editing piece. Because we're terrible at it.
Fair. Yeah, absolutely. We just had a quick few updates, which I think are interesting. So I read yesterday, maybe I saw a TikTok. When I say I read, aka I watched a TikTok.
Yeah, we keep real close to that, like all the different newspapers and all the like high level, highbrow, whatever. I get my news from Instagram.
Seriously. But anyways, I read, fun fact, in case you're wondering, Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's like VP pick is the same age as Brad Pitt, guys. Can you believe it? If you know who Tim Walz is, he does not look like Brad Pitt. I'm so sorry to say, Tim. I apologize, but
he's pretty adorable. But
he's
not
adorable, but not in a Brad Pitt way. You know what I mean?
Brad Pitt's not adorable.
Yeah. Anyways, isn't that crazy though?
That's kind of crazy.
Like, I would never have guessed.
I've just like in my head fathom, like I don't even know how old Brad Pitt is. How old are they?
I feel like he's like almost 60. Is he not?
That's so insane to me.
Yeah. But when did that happen?
When we're 30s now. When did that freaking happen?
Okay. Don't say that out loud.
Our podcast is literally called Candidly 30. So
true. If people don't know that, you're kind of missing out.
You're in the wrong spot.
Yeah. Anyways, the other thing that I wanted to talk about was.
Big shocker here, people. Go ahead.
What?
Tell them.
Oh. That Matthew Perry,
never mind.
There was like five people who were convicted in the death of Matthew Perry.
It was his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Five people were charged in the connection with Matthew Perry's overdose death, including two doctors and the actor's assistants. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California, released this back on August 15th. Charged in an 18-count superseding indictment and sealed on Thursday, which included conspiracy to distribute ketamine, falsifying documents, and other drug trafficking counts.
So sad. I mean, we all know he, like, drowned, right? But did he, like, KO or whatever?
I don't know.
Did he, like, ketamine – what is it called? Did he get into a K-hole?
You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea.
K-hole, and then he drowned because they gave him too much ketamine? I don't know. Anyways.
We'll keep our eye out on the story
here.
Yeah,
so sad. So sad, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but it's hard because, like, he was an addict for so long. If it wasn't this, it was going to be something else at some point. You know what I mean?
That's really sad.
I don't know.
I heard something on Instagram that Lisa Kudrow doesn't really watch, like, Friends reruns or whatever, but now she's watching them again and just, like, enjoying Matthew Perry, which is
Yeah, sweet. They were really good friends. Very sad.
So sad.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Tell them the other tea that, like, everybody in the world knows about. And I was like, big shocker.
Oh.
J-Lo and Ben are, like,
divorcing. Oh, yeah.
We were all waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
But also, did you guys hear the conspiracy theory that, like, publicity – like, it's a publicity stunt before they actually announce their divorce of, like, the – when there's, like, two famous people that are, like, involved in a marriage or whatever and they're getting a divorce. Like, their publicists, like, release all this really shitty information about the other person so that – it doesn't seem like it's like a surprise when they release the like divorce information or whatever. It's basically just like pinning everyone against that one person right before they announce a divorce. So people like choose sides or whatever. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? Like, ugh.
I do imagine
that would be awful.
I would totally believe that though. Like the media machine is insane these days. They get ahead of everything and they orchestrate all kinds of fake news.
True.
Not to say that like fake news is blah, 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 but because you have to just be really careful about what you consume online. Just be a conscious consumer. That's all.
Absolutely.
But also, like, come on. J-Lo and Ben were not going to be, like, endgame. We all freaking knew that, right?
No, I wanted them to be, though.
No, they were, like, trying to cling on to 2000-something. And I was like, guys, this is 2020-something. You guys are terrible people, blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't know, J-Lo, but
no, Ben's is great.
Terrible.
No!
No! What? Wait, stop.
Oh, my God. Ben's awful. Did you watch her documentary? Okay, she is
terrible.
A psychopath. Are you joking? How
have we
right
never
now?
Discussed this before? Oh, we're on opposite ends
I
of this.
I cannot with you.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Okay, we're not talking about this anymore. Anyways, we're just going to do a quick episode.
I'm so mad right now.
Listen, Linda.
Please, don't even.
We're going to go have margaritas now in guacamole.
Should we do gratitudes and grievances and kind of round this out?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
What's our grievance, though?
I'm going to be pissed about the light situation. Well, because it woke me up at like 3:00 in the morning the other day and I was like, who's dying? Nobody. It was my stupid light because I like twitched my toe or something.
Yeah.
Like, so frustrating.
I know.
It's a beautiful house. I like love being here and stuff like that, but that was just a little like too sensitive on the lighting situation.
Yeah, true. And we can't figure out how to turn the automated part off.
Also, do you notice that like the room thermostat's so bright, it takes like 5 minutes for it to shut off?
Oh, interesting.
Did you notice that?
Mm-mm,
anyway,
no.
It's just really bright in my room. It's really annoying.
Yeah. Lights are not my friend either. We also, never mind. That side note. That's way too long of a story to like get into. But yeah.
Time. You can get into a long
we,
story.
No, I was going to say that another part is just, like, there needs to be a manual for, like, these fancy houses. You know what I mean? Like, that could be a grievance in itself because it's interesting. Like, we're pretty tech savvy and it's still confusing. So.
I'm pretty, like, shocked that this house is all updated and it's, like, a very nice house, but they don't have, like, a binder, you know, that, like, goes through everything. Like, my mom has a binder and she literally rents a trailer in her backyard that she's always home for. So, like, I don't know. This place is kind of missing out on that. Plus, they should have, like, discounts at the Froyo place that we went to or, like, stuff like that.
That's fair.
They need a business manager in here to be like, upgrade your shiz, yo.
Kayfler's looking for a new job, everyone.
I mean.
I'm just kidding. No big deal. anyways.
Dot, dot, dot.
We are grateful to be here. Grateful for Natalie and Jeff for having a birthday and inviting us down. And we're going to be grateful to
for margaritas and guacamole that Natalie is up there making right now.
And we're going to be grateful if our drive goes really fast tomorrow. So.
Yeah. I'm grateful for you. I'm just like glad that we get a chance to do this every so often together.
Yeah. And yeah, recording together is really nice. It is really convenient for sure.
Making the eye contact.
Sorry. We, yeah, that's true. I feel weird just staring at you, but I also feel weird.
She's
looking at
very close to my face, you know? Do you do that when you're on Zoom too? You just like look at yourself instead of everybody else and just like judge yourself. That's what I do.
I've been looking at both of us, but yeah, because you're like Kayfler's trying not to be in the camera, everyone. It's very rude.
All you need is my voice. Nobody sees me.
True.
Anyway.
Just in case one day we ever like get someone who takes care of all of our shit and they like need to look at our videos.
Yeah, I don't want to pay anybody, but if anybody wants to come and like do our media and edit and maybe put up like a YouTube channel, maybe one day we'll do that. That but we need sponsors so that we can pay for our YouTube premium subscription.
True. We need sponsors so we can pay for our recording software and our editing software.
Liquid IV definitely owes us something because we've been talking about them forever. LaCroix, definitely. And maybe Starbucks, even though they should bring us on the board of Starbucks and I'll tell them, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, and you're stupid and I hate you.
Yeah, Kayflo would just be like, I hate everything about you.
I think you should change your name. Mm-hmm. I think you should do everything differently and go back to the quality, guys. Come on.
No big. Anyways, we should all buy Starbucks stock.
You know what I mean? Absolutely not. Maybe. Anywho. I don't know that. We're not recommending any stocks because we're definitely not licensed to do that. So
yeah, don't listen to us about literally anything, especially money.
So. Don't listen to us on our podcast though. Just give us money and then we'll be fine.
Yeah, no big deal. Anyways, we're gonna go and we'll see you all later.
We're gonna go hang out and drink some mugs. Bye. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30. Thanks for being candid with us.